Okay, testing 1, 2. We are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to ride the planes?
Yeah,
here we go.
This is Larry Fleming. I'm Science Officer Durrell of the Melbourne, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at a Zelda Collector Fun Box.
Yep.
This is one that Logan found over at our local Walmart, where we can see one thing that we're actually going to get, which is
Black Hyrulean Crest as an exclusive pin.
And of course, if you listen to some of our previous episodes, Logan has some pin collections, so this will go right with them. So very cool on that. This one was $10 basically with tax, maybe a smidgen over $10. So I think it was $9.90 something. $9.97, $9.99. One of those type of deals, folks. So it'll be a little over $10 when you actually get the tax involved. And it says it's supposed to have a couple of different things in there.
Collector tags, trading cards, collector pin, exclusive tag, large foil decal, 3 preview cards, and more.
So we already know what the pin is. So that'll go into his pin collection. We actually need to get those mounted, probably. Yeah. We've been kind of in the process of boxing stuff up, cataloging stuff, and inventorying, which is going to take a while, but we're trying to get the display aspect.
And it is opened.
Oh, he's got it open. Like I said, we definitely know about the pin. What's first?
Well, here's I'm guessing 3 preview cards.
Okay. I wonder if that's the back or the front of that one. It is. It's kind of a cool one. It's got, it looks like Link on a horse.
Yep. The Breath of the Wild Link on Epona.
Cool.
I know it's Breath of the Wild because of the blue hood thing.
We threw this one under Toying Around because this box isn't really about getting TCGs.
Yeah, there was one for those as well, but
we might do that one at a different time. But this is just about the knickknacks and some of the cards and stuff.
Yeah, the 3 preview cards, I'm guessing.
Ooh.
They've got... Okay, that is awesome. The backs of the card is a puzzle thing.
Oh, wow.
It looks like we're going to be buying more of these just to see if we can get more of those, because that's awesome.
The reason why is he started to tell you, folks, but then he got distracted, is because it forms a puzzle for a bigger image.
We got Link's hands and feet and a tower or shrine or whatever they are. And this is Urbosa, Epona, and Guardian.
Let me see them real quick. I didn't get to see. Okay, yeah, I like those.
Mm-hmm.
These are basically trading cards. So this kind of falls a little bit more into me, in a sense. But these are kind of the knickknacks, kind of like the comic collector boxes that I picked up and might do again in the future, just because they're kind of fun just to see what type of little knickknacks you might get.
There's a...
This is your tag?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's a little necklace thing with...
Well, that's your dog tag, even though it's a circle. They took it literally as a dog tag.
It looks like a crest from a shield, possibly. One of the wooden shields from Legend of Zelda. Not sure.
But it's up to you if you want to put the chain on. You can leave it off.
For now, at least.
Yeah. Whoa. But just a brief mention while he's kind of picking that up off the floor that he dropped. At least it wasn't breakable, folks. The song that we came in on was by Nathan Sharp. He goes by Nate Wants to Battle on YouTube. And the song itself was Hero of Our Time, a Legend of Zelda song. So if you want to look up Nate Wants to Battle on YouTube, you can find his stuff and find a way out to purchase some of his music.
Large decal was a silver Hylian crest.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the silver reflectiveness of it. It's so cool.
And the collector tag.
Oh, we got another tag.
Yep.
So is that considered a necklace then instead of a dog tag?
I'm guessing that's the exclusive tag. Oh. There's collector tags and exclusive tag on the over 59 inside thing.
Okay. So we got the three cards, we got the tag, we got the decal, now he's opening the dog tag, we believe, folks. And he's kind of been getting some of these dog tags on his own in a different deal that he's been getting.
You got the 8-bit Link holding up the... Wait, that is 8-bit, right? Holding up a piece of the Triforce.
That's 8-bit. I'm not a big fan of the 8-bit art, but it's all right. But.
And we've got a Master Sword Z with a Master Sword through it. And
oh, that's your words, temporary tattoos.
And for the, I'm guessing, sticker, you've got Fierce Deity Link with Majora and Majora's Mask. That is awesome.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like the artwork on that one. Pretty cool.
Yep. And yeah, there's three pins that are only available in the fun box.
Okay.
That one, a blue Sheikah symbol, I think it was, and the Z with a Master Sword through it.
Huh. So these are similar to what you've been getting in the other packs.
Those ones are exactly the same. The exclusive one was one of three that are only available in these.
Gotcha. Okay.
And there's also a pack of six cards and a decal or tattoo from five Zelda games.
Oh, cool. Which, so, had to see if they're actually cards or if they're TCGs. Kind of the way they describe it, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, I've got some of these before as well. But
they're just regular cards?
Yep.
Okay.
Got Hyrule Field. Apparently these might have puzzle backs too, or at least some of them.
Some of them?
Yeah, some of them.
There you go. Because
Hyrule Field is the only one of them that I have that has... It has Epona's feet on him.
Yeah, that's...
A real nice sticker that's a gold version of Princess Zelda.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's cool. That's the sticker? Mm-hmm. It's also the checklist.
Yep.
It says there are 108 cards. Mm-hmm. And then of the gold foil, which is the puzzle, I'm assuming there's 9. And then look for 9 fun tattoos and 12 decals, which this is a decal, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So there you go.
And from A Link Between Worlds, there's Queen Orin. And there are pictures with descriptions on the back. From the Ocarina of Time, there's first encounter with a powerful foe, which is Kid Link meeting Ganondorf on his horse going from... Hyrule Castle.
Okay. Well, I had to clarify this a little bit, folks, with the cards. The first 90 cards are regular cards with information on the back, like Logan said.
Mm-hmm.
91 through 99 is a parallel silver... I can't talk. 91 through 99 is a parallel silver foils. And then you have 100 through 108 is silver foil puzzle. And we have 103 of the silver... It's a silver today. Silver foil puzzle. So that's one of the ones that Logan got as part of that subset.
The Majora's Mask Deku Mask Link using his trumpet things.
Okay.
The young version of Impa from Skyward Sword.
So these are kind of artwork images and images from the games?
Yep.
Because this one, card number...
That's a screenshot straight 16, from the game.
That's what I was thinking. It looked like a screenshot. Okay. And then, of course, a lot of it is just artwork.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Though they look like they could be from the game, too. And then Twilight Princess Hylian Shield, though of course it's equipped to Link, so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that card. Mm-hmm. That's a cool one. It kind of breaks the boundaries with the image. That's kind of cool. And then as I was saying, the G through G9 is the gold foils. So we have three subsets plus a regular set. So that's where they get you at with these packs. Get you hooked. That way, you can't get all of them, but you have to get more boxes, or if you can find the actual packs, get more that way.
Yeah, I think at least for a short time, Target had them. I'm not sure if they still do.
Okay. Well, they're cool. I like that. I especially like this gold foil checklist type deal. That's kind of cool.
And here's the pin. The Hyrulean Crest version.
And it's more of a plasticky pin, it feels like, than a metal. Yeah,
I think the actual just trading card boxes were metal pins, but no.
Trying to figure out what this thing is, if it's a decal or what. It says G2 is Princess Zelda. So, oh, no, this is a... It's like 04.
So that's the gold foil thing.
Yuga? Is that her name? Yoga? Yuga?
Yuga? That's the...
Is that who's on the front? No, I don't know all the characters.
This is D4, it says. Which...
Well, I'm wondering if it's...
Decal 4, yeah.
Oh, Decal 4, okay.
Yeah, it's D4 that it says on the thing.
My bad. I thought it was a zero. And I was like, oh, maybe that is a gold. But no, it is still cool looking, though. I like that. That's very cool. And the pen, yeah, it's not metal, but it's a fairly sturdy plastic. Uh-huh. So this one will go in with his other pins. So that's cool. That's cool. That's all we got?
Yep.
Oh, man. This was definitely a short one, folks. But they're all short. That's the way these toying around ones go. We just have fun opening stuff and look and see what we get. So that's kind of fun. Some of them are a little longer than others. Some of them are shorter. So, but that's cool. This will go with his pin collection. I think we, in a previous episode, we did some Yo-Kai Watch pins. Mm-hmm. He also has some Pokemon pins that Jim Masters or
Lee? Gym badges.
Gym badges, okay. And he has a few others. He got some from Disney World when he was younger. That's not going to fit around your head, dude. Like, that ain't going to fit. There you go. It's on the very top of his head.
Yep.
He has been getting the dog tags from Target when he sees those and has a little money. So see, folks, there are some things we do spend full price on. It's just if we really want them.
Yeah.
This one, because it was a fun pack, we got a little bit extra than just a pack, so that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. But I might have to get a few more, see if I can get that Brother Wild
get the back. Set. Yeah. There's the cards. Take that first.
A while to...
Just slip it in the box when we'll take it home that way.
Yep.
Don't forget your other dog tag, wherever it went to.
It's in there, too.
Oh, you already got it in there?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's another one, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're still having fun opening our stuff. Mm-hmm. This one is more about stuff than toys, I guess, but we're just labeling it all toying around. So we're just having fun doing this. We hope you guys are having fun listening to us do this. The song that we're going to go out on is a Lindsey Stirling song, and it is called
Zelda Medley.
There we go. So we've been having fun. Hopefully you've been having fun. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Live. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.